Delighted to say that I'm joined on the line by Claire O'Connor, who is a sun care expert with Boots. And good morning to you, Claire.
Good morning.
Now, it's quite a frightening stat, isn't it, that one in five parents don't understand that UVA damage is as permanent as a tattoo.
It is. I mean, it is quite worrying, really. I think everybody's really familiar with sunburn, you know, and the short-term effects of the sun. But actually, you know, the longer-term effects and the things that go deeper down into the skin are the things that we're really trying to raise more awareness of, particularly, obviously, for parents with children, you know, thinking about the heritage of their skin for the decades to come.
And just to clarify, what exactly does UVA stand for?
Well, UVA, so we have UV rays that come from the sun. So we have UVB rays, so ultraviolet B and ultraviolet A. And ultraviolet B is, most people will recognise the effects of ultraviolet B as mainly causing the sunburn, so the very visible damage. It gets to the very top levels of the skin. And that's not to say it doesn't cause longer term skin damage as well, because it absolutely does. But it's the longer term, the more invisible damage that is more concerning and raising awareness of. So the UVA rays actually go much deeper down into the skin, and the damage is quite invisible. So we always refer to it as a sort of the invisible damage, because it's coming, you know, it's coming out in years to come. But it's deep down in the skin, it's permanent, as we say, as permanent as a tattoo. So obviously it's this that we want to raise the awareness of, and to be thinking of what choices we're making as parents when we're going to a store and we're buying sun protection for our children this summer.
Because it is, I mean, as a parent, you will automatically try and protect your children from sunburn, because you assume that that is the right thing to do. So am I correct in saying so, that even though you're protecting your child from sunburn, you mightn't be necessarily protecting them from sun damage if the UVA rating on your sun cream isn't correct?
That's absolutely right. So SPF is only half the story. So the first thing, you know, that you will look for is a high SPF product for your child. And as a parent, you think, brilliant, I've bought myself an SPF 50. That's great. You know, I'm doing the absolute best thing I can for my child. But actually, what we should also be looking for is the star rating symbol on the pack, because that's an indication of how much of this invisible damage protection there is in the product. So we should really be looking for a 5-star UVA rated product and a high SPF product.
And the 5-star rating is very important, isn't it? Because even I was looking at some of the press release there, even if it's only a 3-star rating, there's still approximately 40% of UVA ratings penetrating the skin, isn't there?
Exactly. So, you know, a 3-star product can let up to 40% of the UVA rays through, whereas a 5-star product is protecting 90% plus, you know, between 90 and 100%. So when you're making choices for your children, because as a parent, obviously you're responsible for your children's skin health, you feel very responsible, and you want to be doing the absolute right thing, you know, you're really motivated to do the right thing. So why not provide the maximum protection that you can? So go for an SPF 50 plus with a 5-star UVA rating. It takes all the guesswork out of it, you know, and then you can sort of feel secure that you've chosen the most maximum protection you can get for your child.
If you get a 5-star rating at UVA sun lotion, should you also be getting a high SPF factor with that as well? Should you still be looking for factor 50s?
Yes. I think what really is what makes it very confusing for consumers, and, you know, as a parent, you just see this whole sea of sun protection products. It's always a bit like washing powder, you know, where you go in and you're like, do I need biological? Do I need tablets? Do I need liquid? It's a bit like that with sun protection. So SPF's half the story, but a very important part of the story, because the reason to use sun products in the first place is to stop your skin from burning, which is, obviously, that's harmful. And then the other half of the story is the UVA rating. So look for 5-star UVA. So if you've got, so for children and for fair skin, go for the maximum that's permitted, which is SPF 50 plus and 5-star.
And that's huge important, because I have two young kids myself, and I will automatically, I put factor 50 on them all the time, but I honestly have never looked at the UVA rating on it, because I didn't think I had to. I wasn't aware of this. I'm one of those five people that weren't aware of this UVA damage.
And that's, you know, that's one of the reasons for the campaign. It might be seen as quite a startling campaign, though, seeing the images of the children with the tattoos. But I think it's just to sort of say, whoa, hang on a minute. We really believe as parents we're doing the right thing, but there's this thing that we're not aware of. Oh my goodness, we need to be also thinking about this. Now, and as a parent myself, you know, you feel very responsible and you want to do the best and you think you're doing the best thing by buying an SPF 50, but actually, no, it's knowing that there's this other side to the story that you need to be thinking about, the high protection from burning, but also thinking about the long-term damage.
The reason as well that it is so important to protect children, I'm just looking at some of the stats that you've provided us with, that nearly a quarter of a person's lifetime sun exposure is acquired before the age of 18. Now, people might not be aware of that.
Exactly. If we think about, you know, if you think about children, if you compare children to adults and the way that children play and the things that your children do, they tend to be outside more, hopefully, apart from that, obviously.
You would hope in the sunshine, but anyway.
Well, sometimes my little boy makes a compromise. He wants to be on an electronic gadget, but he'll do it outside in the shade. So we're getting a bit of, you know, healthy being outside as well as being inside. The last thing we want to do, by the way, is discourage people from being outside. It's healthy to be outside. But children tend to play outside for longer. And if you take children to the beach or if you take them to a park, their play tends to be much more in the water, much more abrasive contact, you know, with each other, on the grass, on the sand. So we need to be providing them with much more protection than perhaps when you're an adult. So it's then not surprising that actually a quarter of your lifetime's exposure is as a child. If you think about beautiful freedom of being a child and the amount of time that you can actually spend outside, and we need to be encouraging that. It's not a problem that a quarter of your lifetime experience is as a child. It's right that it should be, but we just need to be making sure that we're setting the future generations up for healthy skin for longer.
I assume, therefore, again, the same rules apply with a high factor, a high SPF and a 5-star UVA rating, that parents should still apply and reapply sun cream to their children throughout the day. Is that correct?
So it depends on the choice of products in the first place. But if you choose a standard product, then you should be reapplying that every 1 to 2 hours and definitely after they've been swimming or playing in the water. There are products that will offer 8-hour protection from a single application, and that can also include 3 hours within the water. So that's great if you're going to a water park or something and you want to take some of the worry factor out. But all of this will be very dependent on applying it liberally and evenly in the first place. And if any doubts whatsoever, always reapply. But there are some products that are guaranteed to sort of give a bit more peace of mind for a little bit longer, instead of constantly having to look at your watch and thinking, oh no, my children have been out for 2 hours, I need to be reapplying. It's just to give that extra peace of mind. So there's a wide choice. What you'd be looking for...
No, you're going to continue.
So really what you should be looking for is high SPF, 5-star UVA rating, and then deciding whether you want something that is longer lasting, for up to 8 hours, or whether you're going to be able to reapply that every 1 to 2 hours.
Claire, it's been an absolutely fascinating interview. As I said, me as a parent, this is news to me, and it's good news to me because it now means that I can factor it into the equation when I'm putting sun cream onto the kids. Is there a website that people can go on, maybe just have a look for tips when it comes to sun cream?
Yes, if you go on to boots.com /Sultan, there are hints and tips on there around sun protection. It's also worth looking at things like the SunSmart websites, just sort of looking for general sun safety, because it isn't just about sun protection. So to be thinking about not just the product, but the kind of clothing and the time of day when perhaps we should be seeking some shade and covering up with long sleeves. So in Ireland, you know, between 11 and 3, and particularly at the minute, because I think we're having a nice spell of weather. Hopefully today it's sunny.
Yeah, it is, and it's looking set to be good for the next couple of days, so we'll keep our fingers crossed when it comes to the weather.
Yeah, so there's lots of information available. So I'd certainly point everybody to have a look at boots.com and look at the sun tips.
Brilliant. Claire O'Connor, sun care expert with Boots, thanks a million for joining me this morning.
Thank you.